these incredible thefts over a period of 21 years, in our view, should have never happened.
Why'd you do it, Rita?
From 1983 to 2012, Rita Crundwell served as Dixon's comptroller. During her tenure, the city suffered frequent budget shortfalls, but many residents believe this was due to management issues and the economic cycle. However, in 2011, a city clerk discovered a secret bank account into which Crundwell had deposited city funds. An investigation by the FBI showed Crundwell had embezzled nearly $54 million from the city to support her quarter horse breeding operation. Crundwell was arrested, charged, convicted, imprisoned, and ordered to pay restitution. Although the city received some of the stolen funds back in a settlement, the incident shook confidence in Dixon's municipal government. Crundwell's isolation in the finance department made it easier to hide her fraud. City Manager Cole O'Donnell says the idea was floated to change Dixon to a council manager form of government.
The idea came about in 2014, early in the year, and there was a citizens committee that was formed in order to bring that forward to a referendum.
The previous structure placed executive authority in the hands of the city council, as well as four city commissioners, divided into finance, health and safety, public property, and streets. O'Donnell says the new format would shift this authority toward him.
One person that then reports to the council versus department heads reporting to individual council members or commission members.
More than 70% of voters approve the switch to a council manager form of government. 2 years down the line, the city has replaced the commissioners with individual department heads, elected a new council, and hired O'Donnell as city manager. He says that while the transition has been relatively smooth, council members are still adapting.
There's been a little bit of learning curve on how government operates. It moves a little slower, a little more deliberately. We've had to explain to a couple of them that the reason being is that we have to make sure that we protect the citizens, whether it be their rights, the finances, so that we're not damaging somebody through an action that we take that is perhaps rushed in haste.
An example of this deliberation can be found in a narrative that was added to the budget this year. Certain statements were added to the text that became policy. To explain this concept, O'Donnell used the example of hiring two sewer department employees.
Those positions can only be hired once we go back to the council and say we're ready to hire and they give that approval. Without that statement, once the budget was approved, staff could, if we really push the issue, just say, okay, you've approved those two positions, we can start hiring them. But because the council wanted us to make sure we followed a certain policy, we added the narrative, which allows us to allows them to have a little more control.
Another aspect of this transition is consolidation, particularly in the area of public works. Director Tim Ritter says areas that were once the purview of commissioners, such as sewers and streets, are coming under his umbrella.
We're going to merge from six individual solo operations into a team environment with the Public Works Department and multiple divisions.
He says this team-based mindset means a greater degree of cooperation between departments.
Instead of having just a water department that takes care of water stuff, now I have a water department that also helps with snow plowing and also helps if the sewer department needs some help, or vice versa. The sewer department has got a job and they'll get water guys or street guys to work. So the change has been, instead of thinking about ourselves individually, we think about ourselves as what can we do for the public works team.
Ritter says there also has been a focus on cross-training employees so that public works can compensate as a whole if one area runs short.
We had a situation a month or so ago where we were shorthanded. We had some people off on vacation. Someone was off sick. We had a vacancy in the water department, and we had a water main break. Well, in the past, we would have run short people fixing that water main break. Instead, what we did is we pulled someone from the street department, came in on a weekend, and helped them fix that. So I think the citizens are going to find things are much more efficient, more effective, and hopefully they're going to respond in a quicker manner than we have in the past.
A major impetus for the restructuring of Dixon's government was preventing another Crundwell from rising to power. O'Donnell says this isn't guaranteed under the new system, but it can be stopped earlier with effective internal policies.
Where there is multiple levels of command and control, so that one hand is checking what the other hand is doing, so that one person isn't handling all of the finances. One person may make the deposit, one person records it, one person balances the checkbook type of thing, so that there's multiple checks and balances.
Ritter says it's about collaboration.
It's not the City of Dixon finance department, it's the City of Dixon team, and we're all part of the same team. And I think when you take that attitude, it kind of rolls into how you think about your job, what your expectations of the people you work with. I mean, you can never say never, but I think it's very unlikely to say that something like that would happen again because we are making such a concerted effort to be a professional organization.
Both Ritter and O'Donnell believe that the change to a council-manager government will make Dixon more transparent and efficient. They hope residents will feel the same way. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.